Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your ed tech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello and welcome to the Tech Flush. Listen, I am excited as always. I think I'm a kind of a broken record on that. But listen, we got episode number 74 coming at you today. I hope you've enjoyed our last episode with Allie Wilson and IEP Assure. I know that was just an incredible conversation. So really go out there, dive into those if you're a special education teacher or you work at the central office in your district. I think it's just an incredible program. So many things that it does for data and that compliance part is just really just an unreal program. So I hope you are excited about that one. So listen, for episode 74, we're going to dive in and we're going to talk about just some quick little hits. I mean, really, this is going to be our potty PD issue. So I know you're excited about that. We got some fun little facts in there for you. And so as we get ready to dive in that, we're also going to talk about in later episodes, you're going to hear episode 75 come out. We got a great inside the Bradley County District teacher at the high school level we're going to talk to. And we've got Colby Burris, I think, on the hook for later episodes. So I think we're going to talk about some great things coming up in the show. And again, you know, this video part has been awesome. I'm really excited about the things that we're doing there. So listen, today you see my background. We don't have anything. I'm still getting used to kind of looking at the camera instead of looking at myself. So that's been kind of different if you're watching the video part of it. But if you're listening to that old-fashioned audio, just keep on rocking it. All right. So listen, we're going to go ahead and dive in. And we're going to talk about the potty PD of the day, or of the month, I guess, if you want to talk about it that way. All right. So listen, we have got trying to figure things out here. So here we go. So we've got our potty PD up. Now, for our potty PD, so big thing is the big tech tip we're going to talk about in Google Slides. I knew this, but I've just never really done it a whole bunch, and I think this is a good reminder. In Google Slides, when you go into presentation mode, you can do Control-Shift-C, or if you're on a Mac, Command-Shift-C, and it should bring up this where it allows your microphone, but it allows you to transcribe what you're speaking, right? So it shows the text on the board, the screen, whatever that may look like. And really, that's great for students that are maybe your ESL population, maybe your students that struggle with some hearing impairments, and they can see that text. So they're not just hearing it, but they all can see the words on your screen as well. So I think that's a big thing. And then maybe you're presenting and you're in a rowdy group of professionals, you're in a rowdy group of, you know, students, and maybe you just want to have the text on there as well. So you've got that option. I think that's a really cool feature that really isn't talked about a whole lot. So go check that out. I think that would be cool. Now we're going to keep on tracking. We've got our tech to try. When we were in Texas for the conference for TCA, went around to a bunch of booth sessions, and one of the booth sessions I landed on was Kira Learning. And you know, at first when I heard this program coming out, or it's been out for a little bit, but really making a big shift, I was like, I don't know if I really wanted to check it out, but I did. I stopped. And it really was just an incredible program. They recently launched Kira 2.0 and just incredible things they're doing inside that platform. I've still got to dive in and figure all the things out. But I've really enjoyed the most is when you log in, you know, you've got your standard, like I can create a lesson plan, create a worksheet, whatever. But really, it comes up and it's like this chat bot, like this front-facing chat. And I can, I've done a couple things in there. Most recent was I have been talking with some fourth graders at elementary school about 3D modeling. And then eventually, we're going to make some keychains and 3D print those. But what's fun was that in there, you know, it said, all right, what do you want to do? And I just talked about, you know, prompted, I'm doing this for this grade level, for this standard, for this project. And it'll talk to you, figure everything out. And then it creates like a lesson plan. Once it creates that lesson plan, I can go in there and I can edit, I can do some things. And then when I finally create what I would need to, it pulls it up kind of like a Google slide, and it's a presentation. So kids can get on there and they can answer questions. You're instructing them, some real-time feedback. Really cool. And I'm excited to to present that to some students in the next couple of weeks and work through that. I think that's going to be really awesome to try. Now, I know this is a lot of information, but, you know, again, the potty PD issue is just a real quick hit for you. Now, for our instructional ideas of the issue, you know, a lot of states were coming up with state testing. You know, some of those we might have writing on that, whether it's on paper and pencil or you're doing that online or really on a Chromebook, right, or a device. But practicing typing is key, but also practicing and putting our ideas on the screen is just different. If you're not used to that, it's really different to make your fingers work and think about your process instead of letting your hand do the work. So the idea that I have is, have you ever tried School AI? School AI is awesome. It does a lot of great things. One of the great things they do is these called spaces. So Space is just a front-facing chatbot. Now, they create lots of them that you can check out in their library, but one of the things that you can do is you can create your own. Creating your own is just a unique way of creating that to be whatever you want it to be. So, for example, I've done a couple on podcasting, so kids can go in there, they can start developing their show name, their ideas, scripts, all those kind of fun things, and the bot is created to just stay on topic. So if they ask, you know, what's for lunch or what's the weather or whatever they may ask, it's really going to keep them on topic because I've prompted it to continue to do that. So I like that part of it. Also in our district, we use a device to help manage our Chromebooks on the teacher side for students, and it's called Bloxy. And so I have uploaded all the documentation that I can find from Bloxy. I've told Bloxy, you know, told the space, you're the master Bloxy inventor. And so then when teachers go on there, they can ask questions if they don't understand how to do something, and it'll walk them through that process. And it's just based off that data that I feed it. And so it's really a lot of fun because even you can put some fun things in there. One of them is if a teacher says, can I do this? The space is designed to say, yes, we can and we will. So just kind of fun things that you can do with that. So think about these spaces in writing practice, right? So we can take this and we can upload our rubric. We can upload certain feedback that we want them to look at or to give. We can tell the space you're only going to look at grammar and punctuation. Maybe you're going to look at making run-on sentences or making sure all their ideas are coherent, they fit together. And the fun thing, you know, we say all those things, but it's really fun to practice it, preview it, try it out, and just see what you can create. It's really just a lot of fun to be able to do that. And then we've got, you know, standards based, student support, quick personalized feedback, which is awesome. Instead of you, the teacher, having to read those and then give the paper back, you're still going to read them, but now they're getting a little more personalized feedback quickly. And then also on the back side of it, the teacher can go on there and they can see the chat the student's having. They can see what they're typing, what their process is. They can see what the bot has told them as far as next steps. So I think that's really fun to do that. So make sure you check that out. And then we've got, of course, we've got shortcuts, the emoji shortcut. That's been fun to do. I've done a lot of things on Google Sheets, and I've added emoji in a cell and linked it to a link. But the emojis are fun. You know, if you're on a Windows device, Windows plus your period, or if you're on a Mac, Command, Control, Space, and just quickly adds those. But you can also go to Insert and add those as well. And then as far as our professional learning network, you need to check out Tony Vincent. Tony Vincent's awesome, does a lot of good things. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. And a new podcast I've recently checked out is called the 10-Minute Podcast. So make sure you check that one out. That's incredible. Really cool space inside of that. Just quick little hits, which I love, you know, because a lot of times we don't have time to sit to a 45-minute show. Or if we do, it's really broken up in what we're getting. And I know that's for me when I listen to a show, it's kind of broken up because I'm in the car for 10 minutes or I'm in the car for 4 minutes and you're getting us hit little quick. So that's a fun one to see that. So make sure you check that out. Well, cool. Well, listen, I hope you've enjoyed this quick little hit of the Potty PD for the month. I know I always like sitting down and kind of create those because I'm really trying to think about what teachers need, what teachers are the conversations I've had, maybe what they're working with students. And sometimes it's just fun ideas. I know we're getting ready to get to the end of the school year, which it's hard to believe. But now it's kind of fun because, you know, in the next issue, and we may have some Jeopardy things that are coming out, certain things that kids may really enjoy. So really check those things out in the Potty PD that this episode. And it's fun to dive in to all the things there. So listen, for episode 74, I hope you've enjoyed this quick little hit. And we will talk to you next time. Big things are coming. And so we'll see you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.